Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have discovered their life purpose and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. My guest today, we're talking all about relationships. And my guest is the founder and creator of Soul Quest Designs. Debbie began her encore career just a few years ago designing jewelry that connects your favorite symbols and images to the words that evoke a particular emotion or feeling. Ooh, the goosebumps are already happening. Debbie has a beautiful soul. She's an artist, an entrepreneur, and a spiritual connector at heart. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nicole. I'm so grateful to be here and ready to share my story.
Oh, my. And you have a beautiful story, I'm sure. I have no idea exactly what your story is. I know a little bit. I have one of your pieces of jewelry that you custom made for me. Mm-hmm. But before we go into everything, where are you originally from?
I grew up in Westwood.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've been...
Where is Westwood?
Westwood, Norwood, Dedham area.
Oh, Dedham. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what were you doing before you created this business? You were in a jewelry store, weren't you?
I was. I was a manager at a family-owned jewelry store for about 10 years, and then the owner bought a Pandora store, and my sister and I actually ran the Pandora store for 5 years.
And it was just Pandora?
Just Pandora jewelry.
You can have a whole store with just Pandora.
It was.
Oh, my God. Really? I thought it was just like one bracelet or something.
No. No, a whole store.
A whole store. Yeah. So you were there for 10 years. How did that feel? Like, I don't know. You must have known deep inside that you had this ability.
Well, I was already producing jewelry. I was already making jewelry. I started making jewelry probably 25, 30 years ago.
Oh, you were. Okay.
I was. Okay. And I really kind of took the job at the jewelry store hoping to improve my craft, learn a bit more from, because they had silversmiths and goldsmiths on staff.
Oh, okay.
But the owner felt that my skills were more suited to being a manager of the jewelry store, so I didn't really get the opportunity to make any jewelry, but I designed a lot for them. Customers would bring in their old jewelry, and I would design a new piece. I would draw it out for them and draw, make new pieces for them.
Oh, so like almost recycling them.
Yeah, yeah.
In a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you mentioned somewhere I read that you've had all kinds of different creative outlets through the years.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is wood carving.
Yes.
Now, that's like way down on my list of questions, but how how did you get involved in that?
My high school art teacher actually was into wood carving, and he introduced me into it, and I fell in love with the medium. And there was a master wood carver from Germany that lived in Westwood. And my art teacher actually brought me there, and I had custom-made carving tools done by him.
Wow.
And, I loved it. I loved carving. So
do you still carve wood?
I don't. And it was something that I just did as a hobby. And I did make my parents sign for their gift store. It was a 4x5 huge sign.
And I 4 feet?
4 feet by 5 feet.
Wow.
Sign that I made when I was 8 months pregnant.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my, just hanging around. I think I'll just carve this ginormous.
I have this time. I might as well do something.
Oh
so,
my God, yeah. That's awesome.
But yeah, the carving, I had stopped carving years ago when I got into the jewelry, I guess. Mm. And it's funny because I carved a sign just recently for my son. And it was almost like I had forgotten all the, you know, the qualities of wood and the differences of wood
versus
compared to what I'm working in now.
Which is it like a rubber?
It's rubber.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's very, very easy to carve. Whereas wood, you really have to pay attention to all the grains and all of that to make sure you're not splintering it. So it was a bit of a challenge to go back to it after all these years. And
Try to do something. Was it an easy process to go into this business, or was it a slow process? Did you do things slowly? How did you do the new? Because we met years ago,
right?
Probably, I want to say 2013.
Yes,
February actually, because we met at a WBN meeting out in Mansfield.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Is this your first time here?" Or no. I said, "Have you been here before?" And you're like, "No, it's my first time." Me too. So we just glommed onto each other because we had both never been there before.
Yeah.
But what was the process like? Was it a fast process? Because when I met you, you were already in it.
Right. Well, right, and I had just really just started.
Yes, really just started. Yeah. You just, I think you even said you just left the business.
Yes, yes. So it was a very slow process because I went to Mass Art, and even when I was in Mass Art, I kept saying, all I want to do is sell my art. I just want to...
Your own.
I just want to create. I just want to do this. And I mean, it's always been in my heart that's what I wanted to do. I just wanted to create and use that as my life's work. But I think it was more fear of not being able to sell what I was making, not feeling I was good enough, that I would always just keep it as a hobby. I did sell occasionally at different things. I always considered myself having a business because I would do craft shows and different things.
Yes.
But it wasn't always jewelry. It started out, I did pen and ink drawings of people's houses. I did painting on pocketbooks that I made for people.
Really?
Yeah. So I did a lot of different things.
So watercolors, oils.
I did painting more when I was in high school and some in college. But I really started getting away from the painting part of it and just trying to find really what was going to work for me. And always was a waitress, you know, making the extra money on the side.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess when it was interesting, when I, 10 years, when I was with the family-owned jewelry store for 10 years, I finally said, I'm going to stop and I'm going to do my own. And this is when he bought the Pandora store.
And really cut the cord.
And just cut the cord. I said, this is it.
Otherwise, you're never going to do it.
Exactly. And I said, okay, 10 years, that's it, I'm out. And then he said he was buying the store, and would you manage it? And I was like, no. And then my sister said, well, she'd manage it if I would help her for a year.
Mm.
And I said, okay, because I loved working. I was able to work with my sister once before and loved it.
Mm.
So this time I said, okay. Yeah, I'll do it for a year, which turned into 5 years.
Well, I was going to say, but still, you know, everything that you do to this point, you need all kinds of different varieties of skills when you own your own business.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't, you know, it turned into 5 years.
Yeah, right. I mean, and that was the journey I was supposed to take. I mean, I'm very, very certain of that. And, and again, it was kind of just confronting my fear of doing it and
taking that leap.
Yes, and being single and on my own, I felt like, okay, I've got to take away this safety net. But really, when I finally took that leap, what they say, that net appeared, and it did. And I feel, you know, I feel good about it now. I mean, I'm not saying the days don't go by that I don't feel that fear, and it's, you know, mainly more financial.
Yeah, yeah.
I won't be able to take care of myself, but it's good.
Yeah, I mean, you have, I mean, at this point, you have been on Etsy since 2012. I saw you have over 811 sales. Are you having other sales besides Etsy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that's because I wasn't on Etsy.
Right, right. So I do have clients outside of Etsy, but I also do a lot of craft shows.
Oh, there you
go. Which, actually, the craft shows brought in a lot more income for me last year than the Etsy. And I'm actually hoping to flip that a little bit so I can do less of the shows and be very selective in the shows I'm doing.
Yeah, well, I'm going to come to your Pine Hills one.
Oh.
I know that you're going to be on Art on the Green. And, well, now they're calling it Arts Market?
That's an Etsy marketplace.
Oh, so that's different.
Right. So Art on the Green, I think, is in June, maybe.
It's always the weekend that my daughter had her dance recital.
Mm-hmm.
And we changed schools.
Yeah.
So now I'm available. So I can't wait to go because it's across the street from where I live.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we have to go to a quick break. I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Debbie Kent, and she is with SoulQuestDesigns.com. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation. But there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
Are you planning a wedding, bridal shower, anniversary, or other special event? Let Mama cook for you. The Mama Mia's family of restaurants can handle all of your catering so you can enjoy the same authentic Italian cuisine that you experience in their restaurants. Mama Mia's Catering offers homemade recipes priced to fit any budget. You can pick up your order before your event, or Mama Mia's will even come to you. For more information, call any one of Mama Mia's 6 locations or visit online at mamamias.net.
If you're looking for visibility and building relationships that lead to ideal clients and career advancement, the South Shore Women's Business Network is for you. At the South Shore Women's Business Network, our mission is to foster relationships, provide mentorship, education, and build a community to empower women. Join us for after-hours networking events such as trivia, wine tasting, and mini golf. Attend a speaker breakfast with like-minded professionals, even publish an article or offer a workshop to the members. To join us, visit sswbn.org.
Things haven't been the same since you came into my life. You found a way to touch my soul, and I'm never, ever, ever gonna let it go. Happiness lies in your own hand. It took me much too long to understand how it could be until you shared your secret with me.
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Debbie Kent. Do you go by Deb or Debbie?
Debbie.
Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
With SoulQuestDesigns.com. And honestly, I feel like this was a secret. I feel like, I know a lot of people know who you are at this point because you do so many vendor fairs and mm-hmm. craft fairs. But I feel like what you've got is, what is that called? What do they say? They say you've got a hidden secret or something. I can't remember what it is. Everybody's screaming at the radio right now, probably. but you are a very spiritual person.
Yes, I am.
And I love that song because it talks about how you touched my soul. Mm-hmm. And really, that's what you're doing. You found a way to touch your own family in a very special way.
Yes.
And now you're mm-hmm. touching other people.
Mm-hmm.
What happened in your own family? What was the angel of hope?
Well, that was actually my very first inspirational piece. And what happened is my brother was diagnosed with cancer, and his prognosis was really, really poor. And I really just felt the need to create something that was going to unite my family in hope for some kind of recovery from my brother. So I actually went into the woods with my sketchbook.
I loved reading that.
And I sat down and I created the angel within minutes and then wrote the poem right after it. And I really felt that I was divinely guided during that time to produce that angel. So I went home and crafted them out of sterling silver and gave one to each of my family members.
Now, the original Angel of Hope looks different.
Right. It's not the same it's not the same process as what I'm doing now.
Yeah, because it's shiny. It's got that shiny, and it's oval,
mm-hmm.
and almost all the pieces that you have are round.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you made that one special, and then you decided to do something different with all the... No, how did that happen?
Actually, that was over 15 years ago that I created the angel. And I didn't intend to make any more inspirational ones.
Mm.
But when I finally decided it's time to start making my art again or making my jewelry again, my affirmations and my intentions started to come through in my jewelry. I kept thinking, oh, I need a symbol for that. I need something to really define strength that I need or the courage I need.
Yeah.
And
the one you gave me today, gratitude.
Yes.
And so they all have these beautiful names, love and balance and intuition and goddess. I love that one. but happiness and all of the terms.
Yeah.
It's just a beautiful thing how it's all come together.
Yeah.
Because I was very impressed when I first met you that you were sort of incorporating something about your journey into the jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself is impressive because there's a lot of people that make jewelry.
Right.
And there's nothing, not that there's anything wrong with that, because I mean, this piece was made from a neighbor, mm-hmm. 10 years ago, and I still have
pretty.
It. Yeah. And it's beautiful. And there's some beautiful things on Etsy, but I don't see anything on Etsy like your stuff.
Yeah. Thank you.
Right? Do you?
I mean, there is inspirational jewelry out there on Etsy. Because if you just put in inspirational jewelry, you have thousands come up.
Oh.
So it is out there.
Yeah.
And...
But what you're doing is you're adding the cards.
Yeah.
You're writing. Some of the quotes that you write are your own quotes.
The majority of them are now.
The majority.
Yes.
So like you have like 90% is your
90%
quote.
Of mine. I have a few of my favorite poets that I use their quotes.
Yeah.
Too.
How does it feel when everyone is coming to your table or your booth and they won't go away? Like they're... Because I almost feel like if I came to your booth, because I've never seen you like live at a show.
Mm-hmm.
If I came to your booth, I'd be one of those hanging around and my kids would be like, Mom, can we go now? Can we go now? Can we? I'm like, no, I just need to read one more. So
yes.
How does that feel?
It's great. It's very, very nice to have the people really resonate with the jewelry and to connect with what I'm saying. It's beautiful, really.
Mm.
And there are people that do spend an hour at the booth just trying to decide which ones that they want.
Yeah. Now, do you have three sizes?
I do have three sizes. I have the mini size, which is tiny. It's about a half inch.
Is this one the mini?
That's the mini.
Yep, the Gratitude.
And then there's a small one that is probably about 5/8 of an inch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nice that hangs on a bracelet or something like that. A lot of people wear it as a pendant, too.
And what is this one that I have?
That's actually custom. That's larger than anything I have in my line.
Because I'm just larger than life. Oh, my God, we have to go to break. Well, let me ask you this. Each piece of clay is rebirthed into a precious piece of silver. How has that become a metaphor for you and your business?
Well, when I finally made that leap, I really felt like I was reborn.
Mm.
I mean, my life has just changed dramatically because of it.
Yeah.
And it's just a wonderful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope you stay with us. My guest is Debbie Kent. She's with SoulQuestDesigns.com. You got to go check out her website. Click right on the Etsy thing, and then you can go right to Etsy and buy something.
Yes.
Okay. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD. You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
Would you love to have a true sanctuary in your home that features all the comforts and decor that reflect who you are at your core? Deborah O'Brien is an authority on self-image, interior design, and meditation. Putting you at ease is Deborah's mission as she helps guide you through an insightful process. Deborah O'Brien teaches you the necessary skills so you can find clarity in how to display your wardrobe, hair, and makeup in a way which suits the person you truly are. Start loving the real you today. Visit unveilingyourself.com.
Back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Debbie Kent with SoulQuestDesigns.com. And I want to ask you about the researching part of it, because you really do research. The design begins with research.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what are you're researching the the cultural parts of the word, of the symbol?
So basically, I start with a feeling, something I want to convey. Maybe it might be strength, it might be happiness or something like that. And then I will put that into a Google search and find different symbols that come up with that. And then once I find a symbol that I like, I then research the symbol a little bit more. So if it's a kanji symbol, kanji symbol is a Japanese character. Mm. So I learn a little bit about that. But what I found interesting is a lot of the symbol might be universal, or they'll mean different things in different cultures.
So like yoga, for instance, there's mm-hmm. some yoga symbols that you have. Namaste or something I saw.
Right. The yoga symbols, it's more yoga inspired symbols because there are so many that can be a really vast area of symbolism because you have Reiki symbols in there. You have, you know, chakra symbols. So you have a lot of different symbols in that. So, yeah, I'm really enjoying learning about all the different symbols and the cultural meanings of them.
And how much time do you spend doing the research of what you're doing versus doing the crafting? Because, you know, we talked a little bit about how it turns from clay into the, you know, precious silver.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the cooking time that you bake it off in the kiln, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're not, you know, how much time are you carving? Because you are I couldn't believe that you were, that you hand carved this.
I hand carved the mold. So
I thought you did. I thought it was more. I don't know what I thought. I thought, how did you get it so perfectly round? I don't get that.
Well, basically, I carved the mold. It doesn't take me that long to carve a mold. It's drawing the symbol. And if it's a symbol with letters or words or even one face, it has to be reversed before I draw it, and then I carve it, and it can only take maybe anywhere from a half an hour to 45 minutes to carve it. But then I make my first impression, and I might not like how it comes out.
Oh, so you have
and
to
I'll
re-carve.
Do it again.
Did you have to redo mine?
I think I did yours a couple of times.
Really?
But it, you know, it's,
you're investing so much time into one piece.
Well, I want it right.
And it's not about perfectionism.
No.
No. It's about if it doesn't feel right.
Exactly.
It's your art. It's your name. It's your hand. It's your piece that your mark on the planet.
Right.
If you're going to put it out there, you want it to be something you're proud of.
Right. And it's got to be special. It's got to be if I'm creating it for a client, it has to be special.
Wow.
So
you can't, like, the one that I have is pretty large. If I were to have a smaller one made, you would have to create that from scratch. And you do custom things.
All the time, yeah.
Yeah. Who's the gentleman that you told me about in another country?
Oh, in Germany.
Yes.
Yes. He wanted a transformation symbol carved for a piece of jewelry. Mm. And it was a lot of fun just working with somebody overseas on that.
Wow. And that's really special, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure. And then he's going around showing it to people. Yeah. And here you are in little old, where are you? Norwood?
Norton. Yes.
Little old Norton, Mass. Okay. So it does take a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of time and energy in the researching, in the carving, especially if it doesn't come out right. And then you've got to carve it again. And then you're cooking it off. How much inventory do you have?
In terms of numbers or in terms of dollars?
I don't know.
Well, there are over 45 symbols in my line. So you multiply that by three times, and that's just the sizes. Though all of them aren't in the minis yet, because the minis are absolutely too tiny to carve some of my symbols into it.
Some of your symbols are a whole scenery.
Right.
Yeah.
They're too intricate to go into a mini, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have quite a bit of inventory.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it's jewelry. So you're
it
not
is.
Lugging too much stuff
no.
to all of these shows.
No.
I can't believe how many shows you have lined up.
That's actually probably half of what I did last year.
Really? Yeah. So you are scaling back a little bit just to be a little bit more choosy just because of time and...
Well, and I also want to grow the online business more.
Oh, okay. So you're only on Etsy online.
Right.
Okay. All right. Is there eventually you're going to do it on your own website or is there a reason to?
I actually love working through Etsy.
Really?
They make everything really simple. The labels come right through Etsy. My customs forms when I'm shipping internationally comes through Etsy, and it's all just very easy that way. And everything you sell will come right off of the right off of your site right away if you sell it. So I don't have to really worry about keeping inventory on my site.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there's so many things to think about.
Yeah.
So many things. All right. Well, we are going to have to go to another break. I hope you'll stay with us. I want to talk about vibrations when we come back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. My host is Debbie Kent. My guest is Debbie Kent with SoulQuestDesigns.com. I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to WATD right here.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation. But there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Are you an entrepreneur looking for help with your current bookkeeping, accounting, and tax needs? Meridian Financial Service specializes in working with individuals, small businesses, and startups by offering a full range of accounting and tax services. At Meridian Financial Service, their service levels and fast response times give them an advantage over their competition. Let Meridian Financial Service help you plan your finances. Contact them today at meridianfinancialservice.com.
Living.
are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. I'm messing things up all over the place today. My guest is Debbie Kent with SoulQuestDesigns.com. And, you know, you and I have talked about vibrations. We're talking about it today, and I'm getting all verklempt. How has your life changed since you've been listening to those vibrations and following your dreams?
It has been amazing. The transformation that I have felt because of finally following my dreams, it's really hard to describe. I wake up every morning feeling very grateful for the day, and I can't wait to have it start. I have simplified my life to accommodate the change in financial situation, but
yeah.
To me, that has been a blessing. I have been able to embrace the simpler things in life because of that, and just don't take things for granted anymore. And
yeah.
it just is wonderful to feel that I can do what I love to do.
Yeah,
and make
you're
that
living.
My,
you're
yeah.
living your life purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, some people, I've, you know, talk about goosebumps all the time, but it's really vibrations.
It is.
Yeah, when it's going through your whole body. So you hope, I'm sure you're inspiring people to go after their own dreams.
Well, I think I would love to hear that I can inspire people because for me, it just took so long for me to get here and for me to... really work through the fear to allow myself to believe that I could do it. And I'm not saying that the fear is not always there.
Yeah.
But it's something that you face, and once you face it, the power becomes less, and it doesn't hold on to you as much.
Yeah, and you can either face the fear, you can walk into it, you can stand in it.
Yes.
However you're gonna do it.
Yeah.
It'll just, you'll get through it.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. You're going to get through it. Now, you're doing tons of shows.
I am.
Okay. Not as many as last year, but tons of shows. What types of things that people that you or different businesses that you really want to collaborate with other than the craft and vendor fairs?
Right. Well, I really love my clients that have a message that they want to show through either their logo or a symbol that resonates with them in their business, because that's, for me, that's what my jewelry is all about. It's sending a message.
Yeah.
And so when somebody from a yoga studio or maybe a holistic practice or something like that wants for me to create a piece for them.
Yeah.
I just love that. And it's very gratifying to feel that I'm helping them bring a vision that they have to life.
Yes. And when you stood up at the meeting one day and you said, and oh, by the way, I can do logos. I was just like, oh my God, hold the phone. Get out of my way. I got to go talk to you. Because, you know, it's taking your own personal business and solidifying it. And, you know, there's so many people change their logos all the time, you know, grab hold of one and stick with it.
Yeah.
You know, now, you are doing tons of shows. What do you hope to accomplish this year than versus last year? Because you said you're doing less this year.
I'm trying to really find where I guess my ideal client would be.
Yeah.
So I'm doing more holistic fairs or
yoga
festivals.
Isn't that funny that yoga is now having festivals?
Yes.
Don't you think that's kind of cool?
Yeah.
That they're having a festival of yoga. Yeah. I got to get back into it again.
Yeah.
I started doing. So you obviously do yoga.
I do.
And do you meditate?
I do meditate.
Really? How often do you do that?
Every day.
really?
Yeah.
I'm trying to do it every day. It's not happening every day for me yet.
Well, I mean, it took a long time for me to get here as well. I would, and my meditation would be like 5 minutes and the brain would just start. And it's like, okay, yeah, I'm done.
I know.
But
I know.
I'm trying to be a little more disciplined with my meditation. I actually set an alarm now for 10, 15 minutes. Oh. So I'm not telling myself, okay, am I done yet? Am I done?
Yeah, yeah. Because you know, you want to stay focused in the meditation.
Right. You want to
and clear.
Right.
I know. And it took me a year and a half to even start doing meditation. Mm-hmm. I'm doing the Oprah Deepak thing right now, which just ended.
Okay.
But I skipped a couple of days, so I'm, you know, catching up. Mm-hmm. But I love it. It's just such a beautiful thing.
Yeah. It helps to ground you in the day and just start your day right.
Yeah. It helps bring more vibrations.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, the vibrations. Those are crazy. All right. Now, what is one of the best pieces of advice that you've received from an entrepreneur's eyes? Because you are an entrepreneur now.
Really just to take one step at a time.
Mm.
That if you really want to make a change in your life, just take that first step.
Mm.
And then once you take that first step, the next step is going to appear. And it just kind of works upon itself until you're where you want to be.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And you have to kind of know that those are the paths.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I talked about that at the last show. How do you feel after an event is over? We have one more minute.
I feel great. I mean, I've made wonderful connections with people.
Yeah.
And I've had people tell me that my jewelry really resonates with them. And that's all I can ask for.
Yeah. Oh, you know, and it's so much more than hope. It's so much more than a spiritual thing. Mm-hmm. It's a connection thing.
It is. Absolutely a connection.
Yeah, because when you're wearing it, you feel all of those different things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are out of time.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Nicole. It
was
wonderful.
Thank you for coming. You are a delightful person to interview, let me tell you. I'm the one that was screwing up today. I don't know what happened. It's all about vibrations. All right, well, we are out of time. I want to thank my guest, Debbie Kent, with SoulQuestDesigns.com for being here. I definitely want to thank you so much for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.